me at a Build a Lunch morning, and I was like, the church needs to hear this, so he's going to share this with you. After, our children are going to sing a song with similar themes to Josh's poetry. May we be receptive today and always to the voices of our children as they point us in the direction of God's kingdom. Okay, so Josh, welcome.
Thank you, Rachel. Is this on? All right, there we go. Thank you, Rachel. Yes, I first made this poem and wrote it in class, in my language class, 4 months ago about, and then I presented it to my class, then to a few more classes, then presented that recording to my school in a spring concert, and then after that, presented at Forest Heights' coffee house, and they really enjoyed that, and then I presented it to Rachel quickly at a Build Lunch program. She asked me to do it today, so without further ado, I present to you, Peace is a Paradox. Peace, noun, a calm, quiet time, a time when there is no war. Peace. Peace is a paradox. Fight for yourself. Fight for your rights. Fight for what you believe. Fight for peace. We fight for peace to someday stop fighting? Don't indulge in the light. Fight. Let your tiny, tingly mind things scream in agony. Fight. Let your tongue dance to the tune of cannon fire. Fight. Let the vibrations flee your mouth. Fight. Let them transform this awful world into a war zone. My tongue can't dance. It's as smooth as an eel playing ping pong, fighting an hallucinatory trance. I mean, I'm not a violent person, am I? Will fighting back stop all the fighting? What am I fighting for? Which side am I on? Why am I fighting? My life is actually pretty fine. Sometimes I think we look through the mirror more than the window. Our first world problems tie us down, torture us, assimilate us, gag our common senses, and force us where to look. We're handed rifles instead of first aid kits. Insults shouldn't be issues and people are dying. Our reflections are polluted by the capitalist straitjackets. Nobody will move because nobody isn't confined. Are our lives awful enough to justify littering lower levels just to make our level look less trashy? The thoughts running through my mind are schizophrenic. Bashing our heads against these padded walls is the only escape from this bedlam. Our unhealthy behaviors are burning planet Earth into a fiery, fierce death. And as the flames rise higher, we dig deeper, deep into our skin, our minds, our Earth, deep into insanity. Band-aids don't fix trenches. Is pirouetting into paradoxes what we do for fun? Why will nobody stand up? Stand up and stop shooting. There's too many holes to count. The scars won't stay away. They return with armies through our doors unlocked, and they just keep shouting louder. The ropes that hang from trees are the only things not to fear. Landscapes littered with lies, only we bear to hear. When the world's flooded, we swim, burning, we fly. It's only when it's quiet that we'll truly die. To me, I see a canvas, an empty lot filled with nothing but hope, a story not yet wrote, and it can only start once we snap our ropes. It's only in darkness that we find light, a truly everlasting glow. So it's time to hit the reboot. Heal faster and stronger than they can hurt. Stop the bullet rain with umbrellas of band-aids. So rip off your gags, snap your ropes, put down your rifles, grab a first aid kit, and grab a paintbrush too. We'll splatter splashes of hope and spite the stainful sabotages and pirouette into a paradox. Peace, noun, a calm, quiet time, a time when there is no war. Thank you.
So I'm going to invite our children to come back and sit in the center, and we're going to move into another exciting time of celebrating youth. So you guys did a fantastic job. Way to go. You can come sit in the aisle.
We took the mats away, so you can either sit with your parents or sit on the floor. And I'm going to invite Hannah, Miracle, Josh Watson, and Samantha to come forward, please. So again this morning, as we celebrate God's faithfulness, we want to celebrate God's faithfulness to each of us. And this morning, we are honoring four of our youth who are moving on to different schools next year. And so we want to just let you know, when you look at all these people here, that we are praying for you, that we support you, and that we believe that God created the best self inside of you. And every day when you go off to high school and into something new, remember to say, I can let God's light shine from me. I can be my best self because my best self is created by God who loves me and designed me perfectly and beautifully. And our hope and prayer for you is that you adjust really quickly to high school, that you find new friends, that you have supportive teachers, that your mind comes awake with the new subjects that you are learning about, that you'll find a club or a team or a group that you want to be part of and that you'll be welcomed into. And then on Sunday mornings and Wednesday mornings, we'll continue to see you at Build a Lunch and at our worship services so we can hear and celebrate with you all the goodness that's going on in high school. So this is Miracle. Hey, Miracle. Yes. And Hannah is this, and Joshua and Samantha. So sometime church, when we're doing a blessing, we extend our hand of peace and of blessing. And so if you want to raise your hand, we're going to bless these four this morning. And also include Jonah Curie. Jonah already finished grade 9, but we missed last year, so we want him to be included. So we'll bless Jonah as well. Let's pray. God, I thank you that Miracle, that Hannah, that Josh, that Samantha are fearfully and wonderfully made, perfectly designed by you, given gifts and talents that you created in them as individuals to use to bless others and to use also to strengthen themselves as they learn, as they make friends, as they go into the new halls of a new school. God, we thank you that you are present in schools. We thank you, God, that you will see Miracle, Hannah, Josh, and Samantha as they begin their first day of school, as they find their way to classes, as they meet new people that will become friends, as they become involved. God, I pray that they would have the eyes to see you at their school, that they would have the ears to hear you say, I love you, I am with you, I am cheering you on. God, we thank you that you are there in the days that are light and full of cheer, and that you are also present with us in the days that feel shadowy or hard. And so I pray that Miracle, Hannah, Josh, and Samantha will know you all the way throughout their high school days. God, we as their church family, we bless them. We say we are with you. We are here to support you, to listen, to hear about your celebrations, and to walk alongside you when the road might feel hard. And so, Father God, this morning, bless these four as learners. Bless them as individuals, and bless them as your very, very special children. Amen. Amen, church.
You may clap. Okay. And Hannah, and Josh, and Samantha, God bless you guys. You're welcome.
I have two orders of service, Claire, so I have to get organized. And I think it's time for membership. That didn't change.
I'm trying to think of a word that is nice to say about this lady. She's a character. bless you folks. What a good morning. Kids, you are amazing. I love you guys. And Rachel actually lied a little bit, though. Just one of those little ones, you know. She said, I know every one of your names, and I'm sorry, but I probably would fail that test a little bit. There'd be some I'd go, because see, when you get gray hair, the mind begins to deteriorate, and but I love you guys, and many of you I do know your names, and you are very, very special to this church and to this congregation. Graduates, bless you folks. As you head into grade 9, each one of you, God has created uniquely and specially and wonderfully, and we just bless you guys. And Josh, thank you for that poem. There's one phrase, many phrases, just some good words. I would like to get a copy of that, actually, if I may, Josh. But that one word, he said, as we take that canvas of life, and I believe you said, and splashes of hope. And it's like, what a beautiful phrase to think of living our life with splashes of hope. Because life sometimes is challenging. Thank you for that. Membership. Yeah, what a good morning here. And we just invite you and thank you for sharing in this morning of celebration, because we want to celebrate those who are choosing to become what we call covenant members here at the gathering. Throughout Scripture, multiple places we see examples and witnesses of God moving into a covenant relationship with his people, with the Jews, with the Israelite people. Covenants between people, a relationship, arrangements. A covenant membership in the body of Christ here is, it's not the same as a membership at Costco or a membership at some racquetball club or whatever, the Rotary. Membership is beyond that. It's an accountable relationship building process. I'm going to quote from our covenanting document. There's four statements that I think are important. Covenanting is a way of recognizing those who have committed to life together. Key word, committing to life together here as a body. It's a way of being accountable to each other. It is a way about being clear of expectations and what we expect from each other as a body of Christ. It is a way of inviting those who are committed to the gathering to participate actively in decision-making process. And that's a very practical, in some cases maybe mundane, but it's a vital part, again, of what who we are as we walk together as a church, making decisions. 1 Corinthians 12, Paul extensively talks about the body of Christ, different gifts, different talents, different abilities, different functions. And again, you know, as I thought about that this morning, and it was just, as we were praying before the service, there was this beautiful sense of just a rising tenor of voices and enthusiasm out here. And I'm thinking, again, that's part of being the body here at the gathering. But this morning, across Kitchener-Waterloo, many groupings, members of the body of Christ have met across North America, around our world, some 12, 14 hours ago, met to celebrate and to worship. All again, part of that body of Christ. We are part of a much greater group than simply those who meet here. Four requirements for this covenanting, and many of you have members remember stating these and being a part of this process. But number one requirement is confessing Christ Jesus as leader, as Savior in your life, an ongoing willingness to move towards Jesus being leader and Lord of your lives. Baptism is a public symbol of one's faith, completion of the covenanting class, and a signed commitment to abide by our covenant. So the following individuals will be received into membership this morning have fulfilled those requirements or will be fulfilling them within the next days or weeks. So I'm going to read the names of those who will be joining in membership this morning and are going to ask them to stand. And some of you say, well, I don't even know who some of these people are. Don't be afraid to look around. You're welcome to do that this morning. Dylan and Julie Campion, Margot Dick, Julia Freeman, Caleb and Allison Gerlach, Ben and Christina Good. Both sides here, yes. Natasha Lichty, not with us this morning, and we have a good reason why not. Claire Mosher, Deborah Moslehi, Craig and Alicia Nafsinger, Brad and Janine Park. They are here somewhere. There they are on the side. There's Janine, yes. And Brent Steinman. We're going to invite those who are standing, those who are being received into membership, to read together the statement of covenant that is also on the screen. And again, it's important, you know, for us who have been part of the congregation and those who are maybe not yet choosing to be part of the congregation, the membership, to look at what we commit to as we become accountable to this group we call the body of Christ here as a gathering. So I'm going to invite those of you as incoming members, if you would read together, and I will assist in sort of the starting words. Having received I will protect I will share I will serve. I will support. Thank you. Some challenging words that we are committing to there as members of this body. Now I would like to invite those of you who are already members of the gathering to stand with me together, and we will respond to them. And in a moment, we will invite all of you to stand. Let's say this together as members. We, the gathering church, welcome and bless each of you who have committed to becoming a covenant member of this church. We praise God for your faith in Jesus and for your desire to mutually encourage and be accountable to others within this fellowship. May God pour out his Spirit upon us and lead us as we together walk and serve in humble obedience. And now I'm just going to invite all of you to stand together with us as we pray. Father God, we celebrate with joy this morning. We covenant, we commit together as a body of believers here at the Gathering Church. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for the privilege of being part of the body of Christ, for being welcomed into that family, to be welcomed into that relationship of sharing, Father. Thank you for all believers here in this community, in this church, around the world, who this morning are loving and serving Jesus. Lord, give us the strength. As a body, give us the courage to serve and to walk in obedience and in faithfulness. Father, we pray a blessing on those who have been received into membership this morning. Thank you, Father, for their commitment to you, their commitment to the body. Holy Spirit, we just pray, God, that you would encourage them today. God, bless them. Strengthen them, and together I pray, Father, that you would lead us. Lord, we don't know what lies ahead. We don't know what tomorrow will bring, but God, we know that you are part of our future. And so, Lord, I just pray that together you would enable us to walk and do your kingdom work. And Lord, as a body, as a fellowship, give us strength, give us perseverance to do as Paul so eloquently said in Galatians, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. And Holy Spirit, we want to keep in step with you. So we pray, God, your blessing on each one here this morning, and those who are not able to be here, who are part of this, have been a part of this in the past. Lord, again, help us to walk in faithfulness. Help us to be the witness and the example of your love to our world. And we give you praise and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. And before we have a seat, I just want you to give a hand to those and to welcome those as new members. Blessings.
As a way of celebrating Claire and Gloria this morning, I've asked a couple of people to come and say thank you and to offer blessing. And we'll ask Marty to come up first and to bless Claire.
Good morning, and what a good morning it is to be here to welcome new members into the body of our church and to celebrate all the goodness that God has poured out to our church over the last little while. When it comes to God's blessings and provisions, it may be easy to take for granted the work that goes on behind the scenes during the week to care and to nurture us as God's people. And this morning, it is my honor and privilege to thank Claire and Gloria for the months of service and ministry that you have brought to us to lead us to the church and to lead us as a family and group of believers to say, thank you, God, for the good work that you have done through Claire here at the Gathering Church. On a personal level, I remember when Roseanne and I first started attending the Gathering Church. We were over at the school, and on a few occasions, we found ourselves sitting in the chairs, and Claire and Gloria were in front of us or around us, and we had the rare the occasional opportunity to greet each other and say hello, but we really didn't get to know each other very often in those moments. But I had this deep sense that this was a man that I wanted to get to know. There was something about him that just gave me the sense that this is somebody I should try to connect with. And quite honestly, that became a bit of a difficult challenge because Claire and Gloria then took an interim role at another church, and they disappeared for a while. And they reoccasionally appeared on a few Sunday mornings, but it was difficult to try to find time to connect. So how exciting it was that we had the opportunity to find within our own congregation someone who could lead us as an interim pastor through this transition period in Claire. The journey of faith looks very different for all of us. But part of a pastor's role is to help keep all of us oriented in the right direction and to help us keep our eyes in focus on Jesus. Even when the road has been difficult, dark, and bumpy, or when it was, well, this morning it was nice and bright outside, but even on those days too, the pastor's role is to help keep the flock focused on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. And in that, Claire, we thank you for orienting our vision and keeping us on the path. There have been a lot of changes and transitions for our church over the last 18 months, and in many ways today we acknowledge the beginning of another change as Claire begins to depart from this role and we prepare to welcome Steve. And so in reflecting and preparing for this morning, I persistently asked God, how do we say thank you to someone that has served us so well? How do we say thank you to someone that has extended grace and compassion to each one of us at various times over the last 18 months? How do we say thank you to someone that has poured his life into ours and in so doing has left an impact on each one of us? How do we say thank you to someone that has continually oriented our vision and our worship and our lives towards Jesus? And God's response simply was, bless him with my word. Sorry, I don't know why I'm emotional. This is strange. Bless Claire with my word. And so the rest of this is God's word for you. It's not my words. This is a medley of scriptures that I've pulled out of the Bible that I believe we will use as a blessing of thanks and thanksgiving for the ministry that you've had here, Claire. Why don't you just stand up and join me here? I lift my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant to you and be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. Sorry. Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk with him, rooted and built up with him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. And this last blessing, I would just ask us all to extend a hand to Claire. This is the priestly blessing from Numbers. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So shall they put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them. Claire and Gloria, we thank you. Even though saying thank you doesn't seem sufficient, for the good, good work you have done here within and amongst us. God bless.
And Julia will say a blessing for Gloria.
Gloria, I feel like we've known each other much longer than we actually have. It was soon after I started attending here at the gathering that both you and Claire showed up. I guess you were gone for a while but came back. And my initial impressions of you were she's very friendly and she likes to jump into things right away and be involved. You started to get involved with things soon after you started attending back here. And one place you became involved was the coffee and snacks after the service. And this is where we got to know each other better. We would talk about food and snack ideas for the church. I've appreciated your friendly personality over the last year of getting to know you better. Although our initial conversations were about how much coffee we should be making for the church, we have started to branch out to other conversation topics. Gloria, you're very personable. You're always asking about how my week was. You're always asking about my family and different life events. I've appreciated getting to know about your extended family as well, your grandchildren. I love how you were genuinely excited when I told you about my new niece, or when I told you that Nathan and I were going to get married. And I'm sure that other people have had similar experiences with Gloria. You're very empathetic and like to take on other people's joys. I was talking with some other friends, and I asked them about what they appreciated about you, Gloria. And everyone said similar things. One person said, she is always so welcoming. She is always shaking people's hands when they are walking into church. She's always asking me about my week and how things are going. And another person said, she is always smiling. She is always looking for that new person at church to welcome them. She's always trying to strike up a conversation. She's ready to jump right in and help. While preparing coffee and snacks at church, I have noticed that this is one of the ways you express how much you care for everyone here. You have put a lot of time and effort into this area here at church. Gloria, thanks again for all the ways you have blessed us here at the gathering.
I'll invite the worship band up to sing our last couple of songs. And as we do this, we want to say, Claire and Gloria, we want to fill a bucket for you. Come on up, and we'll just present this to you, a bucket full of love and a little bit of gift. So thank you for filling our buckets, and we want to fill yours up too.
And that huge hole that I thought, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? And then Claire and Gloria's name came up, and I was like, yes, yes, that fits. And then as this time was coming on the whole pastoral search and same kind of thing, I was like, oh my goodness, how are we going to find the right fit? And then this Steve Cox came up, and the more I hear about him, I just think, yes. And I just am amazed at how God makes the way through these things that at first I just go, oh, you know. Just no way, and then he fits, he brings the right fit, he works things, and so anyway, please join us as we sing about how amazing our God is.
We are going to close blessing Claire and Gloria. We're going to invite you to come forward, and we're going to read from the screen a benediction over the service and over you. Come forward. Let's read this together from Claire and Gloria. Claire and Gloria. We pray.
The love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Claire and Gloria, go in God's peace and blessing. Congregation, may you be blessed with God's joy and peace this week. We'll join together now in celebrating a lunch together with Claire and Gloria. We need about 10 minutes to get ready, and then we'll eat together. God bless everyone.